Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society of CPAs career coach of choice, and I'm here to talk to you today about how baby boomers can avoid the perception of being old. Now, the question of age discrimination is one that I don't always buy, and I'll tell you why. Because I know people who are well below the age of discrimination, which, by the way, under Title VII is 40. That is the age of discrimination, nothing older, but that do old. In other words, they are slow moving, they don't keep up with the times, they lack energy. So this is not necessarily a chronology issue, but baby boomers have been labeled as obsolete, as not knowing what's going on. And I want us, because since we do tend to begin to have silver hair, I want us to make sure that the world sees that as an asset as opposed to a liability. And there's very definitely ways that we can do this. I would like to make the point that we have four generations in the workplace, and that the boomer generation is a critical member of the workplace society, a very necessary member. But for some reason, the boomer generation has bought into the fact that it's old, it's on its way out, it's being discriminated against. If you look into the corporate community at the leadership today, they are not Gen Y. They are still baby boomers and Gen Xers. So I think we really need to remember that. Now, in the meantime, if we don't do certain things, and this is not for boomers alone, this is for everybody, if we don't do certain things to present at our best, we will be judged as obsolete or as not keeping up with the times. So I want to get into some things that are important for us so that we do not get mistaken for being too old. Number one, take a look at what you look like, okay? I'm not even an advocate for males of dyeing one's hair, coloring one's hair. I don't like it. I think too many times you can tell. I don't think there's good products. And I think that people need to be who they are. Females, we tend to color our hair. That's not a problem. But I think we need to really take a look at what we are wearing and what kind of cosmetics we're using, and just the overall image that we're presenting, because we need to make sure that, you know, just a change in the glasses frame of our eyeglasses can make a significant difference in how our face looks. Something like that, a new hairstyle, and this is where you consult an expert, can make a difference in the perception of not are we old, but are we keeping up with the times. So I think the cosmetic part of us, the part of us that people see, I think that needs to be addressed. I think what we wear needs to be addressed also. There's three kinds of people. People who dress as they should, people who dress far too young because they're in denial and they want to be perceived as, you know, two decades younger than they really are. It's easily recognizable and it looks silly. And there's people who are dressing behind the times. In other words, they're still wearing what they wore 25 years ago, okay? Why? It's perfectly okay. We don't want to waste the money. We don't want to get rid of it. Trust me, dress up to the times. Dress your age, but dress up to the times. There are plenty of people, thank heavens, that will help guide us on what to wear. Next, be up with the times when it comes to technology, when it comes to anything used to do your job, whether it be the hardware, the software, the devices that are coming up right now. Know your technology. It does not take a lot to do that. There are all kinds of tutorials to help you know what's going on. It's imperative that in your line of work, you know your compliance, you know your hardware, you know your software, obviously. But in the world too, know what's going on in the world of technology and electronics. Stroll through Best Buy if you have to, but you don't want something to come up in conversation that young people people are into that you're not. So it's important to know what's going on. I also find it's important to once in a while go see a movie that maybe you wouldn't see. Okay, see a Batman movie, see something that you know the generation that might be your boss is interested in seeing. Watch a couple of television shows that maybe you wouldn't normally watch. Why? So when the conversation swings that way, you know what's going on and you can engage in the conversation. People in different generations tend to have different tastes, but I think we need to, those of us that are boomers, we need to reach back and to get into what the younger generations are getting into. And the reason we need to do that is because in many cases, A, we either report to them, or B, they report to us, and we need to have common ground. So make sure you know what's going on around you in entertainment, in technology, obviously in the news. Next, fix your resume. Now, one of the biggest ways we have to counteract the impression of obsolescence is state-of-the-art search tools, okay? If you have a resume, if you have a portfolio, if you have a brochure, if you have anything that demonstrates who you are, make sure it is not old-fashioned. There are a lot of people in the world who think, well, it worked in 1985, it worked in 1995, it's going to work in 2014. That's not the case, and you're going to be found out for somebody who doesn't keep up with the time. Okay, things, you know, you trade in your car, you need to trade in your resume, okay, and trade in your technology also. But that resume really makes a difference. An individual who knows the state of the art techniques, communication techniques, visual techniques to put on a resume or a LinkedIn profile or a portfolio, that really speaks someone who has been keeping up with the times. That's more important, I think, for a baby boomer than for anybody else. Next, don't accept labels, all right? Do not, and don't apologize for them. I have many people who call me up and they want to become clients, and I'll say, tell me about yourself, and they'll say, I've got 27 years experience, but I don't look my age. Never do that. It's an apology. Don't apologize. I've been working for the same company for 3 decades, but I work out at the gym every morning. What does one have to do with the other? Okay? You've apologized again. Okay? I'm in good shape. That's another apology. Don't ever bring that up, because I have nothing against people. I'm looking for a leader who's been doing my job for decades. That's what I'm looking for. Don't apologize for being that person. What's the matter with you? So those of us who think that our age is a problem need to learn to make it a positive, need to understand that the things that we have done that have made us what we are today can be counted on to guarantee our performance for tomorrow. Past performance predicts future returns in job performance. And so you need to be able to bank on what you've got, not hide it, okay? When you're talking to people, don't go back into the past too often, because if you do that, that's a sign of a person who is living in the past. In other words, I've come across candidates who will tell me the way we did it in 1970, over and over again, no matter what we're talking about, they'll always go into, well, what we used to do is, and in the good old days and all that, that dates you and that alienates you from younger generations. Don't talk that way. You can say one of the things that we used that worked magnificently was taking a device and doing this. See, that can have been done in 1985. That's fine, but you don't have to indicate that, okay? You have a wealth of things that have been working for you that you've done well for decades. Do not talk as though you're reminiscing. That's what I'm getting at, because that speaks old. That speaks of old. Show your leadership. Show your understanding of the other generations. Assume the posture of an individual who knows that they can do the job, okay? Have pride in who you are. If you do, it is noticed. If you don't, it is noticed, okay? And your age may have nothing to do with the fact that you don't get what you want. It's the lack of confidence in yourself that might project what's the matter with you. And if you don't have confidence in yourself, I can't have confidence in you, okay? If you do and you can tell me over and over again some of the cool ideas you've got for the future and some of the cool things you've done in the past, that's what's going to win me. Have good ideas. That I will tell you, that's one of the most important things that have been most responsible for my successes. I'm always thinking of new ways to do things better. Okay, that is not a characteristic of somebody who's older. Okay, they don't think forward, they think back. Don't do that. Always have good ideas, and you'll be looked at somebody who has a future, not just a past. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.